You know, if he ever did that to me again, I was gonna give him a fat lip. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah?
Hello out there. It's, of course, 9:45, Sunday night, and we all know what time that is. The Papa Prell time. Which, of course, means that you're tuned in for 15 minutes of controversial topics on controversy here on KZSU 90.1 FM. You sure I'm on? The topic tonight is one that I really cherished for the last couple of weeks. I've really been wanting to do it here. And first, let me adjust the microphone here a second. you never know what these engineers do. All right, am I clear now? All right, now I can hear myself. The topic tonight is what's the topic tonight? The topic tonight is hissing Hess, or kicking a man when he's down. We basically want to know what you feel about the U.S., French, Soviet Union, and English treatment of Rudolf Hess. As we all know, passed away ever so recently here. There's been a little bit of debate here, because we all know that the press tried to hide the fact that he committed suicide here. He did, in fact, commit suicide there. And little wonder, when we review the record, we see that he was held indefinitely, in indeterminate amount of time, didn't know when the end of his term was going to be up there. Initially, he thought it was going to be like 7 years, but it just went on and on and on. I don't think very many of our callers can argue that's due process, but you never know. On this show, we get all types. Rudolf Hess, as you all know, is the, I believe it was, well, he's credited with getting Adolf Hitler in power there in Germany, Nazi Germany, and for his role in this, after the war was over, we really socked it to him there. He surrendered in 1941, supposedly went over to England to make a treaty, and was captured. Now, you may ask me, is that the way the English treat their diplomats? But apparently that's what they did. They didn't talk to him about a treaty with England and Germany. They arrested him and kept him in jail all this while. Like I said, he has no specific crimes that he committed in person, but he was a member, of course, of the Nazi regime, or party, as they would say. We say regime for the parties we don't like. And for his role in this, it being the inner circle, we can never know for sure just how much he's credited with, or if, in fact, he had a lot to do with the treatment of the concentration camps or whatnot. But he was a member of that party, and for that role, we put him in prison until he finally took his life there. It only took 40 years or so there, so I guess there's some people that are proud about that. This brings up some interesting questions here. In effect, he is a political prisoner, because he committed no crimes by himself, that is, with his own hands. He was a member of a party that committed crimes, and that was good enough, because he's given credit with having made the decisions there. Now, some person may compare him, for instance, to another political prisoner, who the whole world is calling for the release here for, Nelson Mandela, a gentleman in South Africa there, who actually not only spearheaded his political party to violence, but actually carried out some of the bombings there, or at least that's what the South Africans have to say about it. And for his role, he's put in jail, too, for who knows how long, and the whole world's demanding his release. Now, we don't hear this release cry from the world as far as Hess is concerned, Rudolf Hess, and it brings some interesting questions. I guess what it basically amounts to is popular political prisoners will be released if we have anything to do with it, and unpopular ones won't. But I'm very interested to hear what you have to say on the subject. That number is 725-4868. That's 725-4868. A couple of interesting other notes here that we may consider is, you know, just where does Rudolf Hess here fit in the grand scheme of things as far as the way we deal out punishments here? You have a gentleman like Larry Singleton, is that the gentleman's name? You know, he rapes and rips off the arms of a victim, and we give him 7 years. He does that himself. We know he does it. The person fingers him, the person that it happened to, and he gets 7 years, and then he's out, you know, free as a bird there, on parole. Murder sentence, as I understand, is 14 years at worst, and of course, time for parole. And it takes a hell of a lot to get a death penalty in the United States here, as you may have gathered by the under 50 executions we've had since the Supreme Court changing that ruling. But it brings some interesting questions as just how fair we've been on this subject here. I'm sure there's some people out there that have an opinion on this, And the number is 725-4868. And I'm hoping some of you will have some interesting input to input on that subject there. The subject, of course, being hissing Hess or kicking a man when he's down. You know, there's some other interesting points about Rudolph that you may be interested in knowing. Of all the crimes that we have in the world, there's one that I know that does no statute of limitations. And that, of course, is specifically made for the Nazis and their role in the Holocaust. Now, the Holocaust is nothing new. Genocide has been practiced by just about every major religion in the world here, I'm sorry to say. But in this instance, we make sure that there is no statute of limitations and that the people that are involved with that can never lay to rest. So we find ourselves sending all these old men to supposedly fair trials to France, Israel, and the Soviet Union. Now, you know, I personally have some questions as to just what sort of fair trial they're going to get there. But here they are, 70 years old, 80 years old. We don't care. We ship them up, put them in boxcars or cargo planes in this case, and send them out, you know. God's will be done. But we're getting a few callers here, and let's see what they have to say. Maybe they can shed some light on the subject, and we'll put them on the air and find out. Prowl Show, you on the air. Pardon? Not that I know that caller, but what does that have to do with the issue here?
I hate fat people.
Oh, really? Well, maybe he hates you, too. Prowl Show, you on the air. Go ahead, caller. We always seem to lose people on that line, the second line there. I guess it just is another reason for you to call 725-4868. That's our special Prowl hotline that'll get you on the Papa Prowl Show. Hopefully you have opinion to express on Rudolph Hess. Here's someone now. Let's see what they have to say. Ugh. Prowl Show, you on the air.
Yeah, I was just real curious what your opinion is. If you know what the crime is, what do you think the punishment should be, and when is the statute of limitations up?
Well, you know, I personally, I'm a hardliner. I feel that people should get the full, you know, a life sentence for murdering people is fair. But what I see the inconsistency being here is when our domestic criminals, we let off the hook, you know, after 7 or 14 years or even sooner for good behavior, and yet our domestic political prisoners, because they're caught up in what I think is fair to say, some political skirmishing back and forth, that they get life sentence for an indeterminate amount of time. And literally, I think I would have committed suicide after 40 years, only prisoner in Spandau Prison. Wouldn't you have?
Well, there's two differences here. The first being that this is a multinational case. It's not just our decision to parole him or have a statute of limitations. There's many nations involved, many races.
That's correct.
And the second thing that should be looked at is we're not really talking about a political prisoner who's being jailed because of something he believes in. We're talking about a prisoner that's being jailed for things he has committed or ordered committed.
Well, that's my point, Carla. Rudolph Hess did not commit any of these crimes in his own person. He was a member of a party that may have designed and may have executed all this, but he himself murdered no one. Now, you know, we see this all the time. This is a big loophole that people use constantly in the United States. You know, they hire a hitman, and then the hitman gets it for murder, and they get for conspiracy here. Now, you can go
to the chamber for that. In fact, somebody just did.
Well, that's good, I think.
Right,
I
so that's what we're doing to Hess also.
You think we, you know, I think that's a good point. I think if you're going to send him to the chamber, that's one thing. But to put him in jail and to say you're going to be in jail till we decide to let you go, I mean, that doesn't seem like the American way. Does it seem like the American way for you?
Oh, it seems like a multinational way and a beautiful way. I really don't know exactly what he did, and it's a shame that I don't. But luckily, because he just committed suicide, I guess I'll learn a little bit about the crimes they did commit.
Uh-huh. Well, we appreciate that opinion, and maybe you can call back here. We got another caller, though.
Thank
okay?
you, bye.
Thank you. Prowl Show, you on the air?
Hi. Yes, I was curious. Is this the Jewish Defense League?
Oh, boy. No, it isn't, and thanks for calling anyway. I don't know what the deal is here. We always seem to have an overabundance of good callers when we have a highly controversial topic. Last week we had fat people, which personally I had some druthers about whether we were going to get any calls on that, and we were swamped with calls. And then we talk about something important here, like Rudolph Hess. And basically, you know, nobody's calling. 725-4868. Let's hear some opinions here. You know, if you're wondering just if we were being fair to Rudolph Hess, like I said, I feel like either you be hardline with everyone, or you don't be hardline with everyone. I'm for equal treatment here, basically. And basically, I don't see us sending prisoners in solitary confinement in an entire prison. Spandau Prison, of course, is where Rudolf Hess was laid to die for 40 years until he rotted and eventually killed himself. And he was the only prisoner there, solitary confinement. And the whole prison wasn't being used for anything else. Now, that seems to me to be kicking a man when he's down. But let's see what other callers have to say. We got one here now. Prel, show you on the air.
Yes, I was calling.
I know you're calling.
Okay. Okay. I'm really for Rudolf Hess. Because
you're for him?
Dude,
for him for what?
For him?
Uh-huh.
I'm for him because no one really knows. You don't know what the Jewish did to the Germans. No one really knows that.
Well, that's not a point. I mean, even if they did, I have serious questions as to whether the ones that are to blame for whatever happened to the Germans were the ones that were caught. They were probably the first ones to flee.
What
I'm saying here is that they didn't go after specific people. They went after an entire group of people here. And I don't think
crazy,
that's very defendable.
Man. They just went
crazy.
Uh-huh. I think the sentencing was good.
For Rudolf there, eh?
Because of his name. But I think they should have gotten over with the prick.
Uh-huh. Well, that's an interesting point of view. We'll see if someone else repeats it. I've got another caller, and we'll see what they have to say. Thanks for calling. Prel Show, you on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Prel Show. Controversy. Go ahead, caller. Turn down your radio.
Okay. I think we ought to give a general amnesty.
A general amnesty.
To all the Nazis.
To all the Nazis.
And put them in a big prison in Monterey.
Oh, really?
And make Mae Brussel the warden.
Oh, really? Well, we appreciate that call, but I can't take it too seriously. Maybe some of your
friends... Why not? I thought this was a serious show.
Well, yes, it is a serious show there, caller, but I don't think you're being very serious, all right? Prel Show, you're good. Goodbye, I mean. I didn't mean good, that's for sure. We get some weird calls here. I'm sure you noticed, but we got another one here. Prel Show, you on the air.
You know, they're making a big hype about this guy, but no one seems to be talking about Kurt Waldheim and the Pope.
The Pope.
This guy's totally missing the point now.
They're totally missing. What's the point there, Carla?
No, man, this guy's still alive, man. He's a Jewish killer, too.
The Pope's Jewish?
No.
Oh, he's not Jewish. I thought you just said the Pope's Jewish.
No, man.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I thought that was supposed to be a rabbi, but go ahead, Carla.
A rabbi?
Yeah, I thought the rabbis were Jewish and the popes were Catholic.
No, I'm talking about when Kurt Waldheim and the Pope got together.
Kurt Waldheim and the Pope got together,
yeah,
okay.
You know the guy who's president of Austria?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay, good. But, you know, I don't see what the big deal. You know, everybody's talking about this guy, but Kurt Waldheim's still alive.
Oh, so you're saying someone that has been a Nazi shouldn't be able to talk to the Pope?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me just bring up a point here. The person that tried to shoot the Pope got to speak to him. I have serious questions as to whether someone's accused of being a Nazi, which, of course, is where Kurt lies. It should be allowed to speak to him. Pardon?
They got pictures of him.
Pictures of him, eh? Well, let me bring up an interesting point there, Carla. I've got some calls, some pictures of when I was a youngster, and I don't exactly think that you could identify me from them, but maybe...
He wasn't a youngster.
I was a youngster when I was a youngster. Listen, though, I appreciate your call, but we got another call, and we're running out of time, so call back next week, all right? I'll show you on the air.
Yes, first of all, I'm curious to find out what your point of view is on the Mr.
I'm curious to find out my point of view there.
First of all, I'd like to say, let me just get a word in, please.
Get in what?
On how you would...
How I would what?
How would you prefer that he had been treated... other than being put in prison for...
Okay, I think that's a good question there, Carla.
Should he have been immediately assassinated?
Yes, immediately...
How would you prefer that he had been...
How would I prefer?
Yes.
Well, personally, I think... What I'm questioning here is the consistency here. It seems like we all know how the tail wags a dog in the United States, and New York basically tells us how to run our foreign policy, which I have serious questions about. But nevertheless... Here's a man that, he's in the middle. He's the middle of a propaganda war, basically, that's going on here in the United States here. Whether you like it or not, he's a symbol, and because of that, he's suffering exceedingly more than other people who may not get the notoriety but commit crimes just as well.
First of all, if I may get a word in, I don't believe that he's suffering anymore.
But you don't believe he's suffering anymore?
Well, it may be beyond that, depending on where he has gone.
Well, let me just bring up this analogy here, Carla. I think the whole thing about... Hess was involved in was hanging people by piano wire. And then what we basically do is we make his life so that he hangs himself by electrical wire. I have real questions as to whether or not that's a very nice thing to do. I mean, if we're any better than what they were. You know what I'm saying there, caller?
Well, first of all, as far as his musical background may have had something to do with that.
His musical background. Uh-huh.
Possibly, or he...
Listen, Carla.
There may not have been a piano available at the time.
I see. Well, we appreciate your call, but maybe you'll call back next week because we're running out of time.
Definitely,
so that's
you.
All for this week.
Goodbye,
Carla. We get all these intellectuals here at Stanford University. I think it has to do with the Hoover Institute there. I'm not really sure. And then we get the calls from M. Berkeley there. But nevertheless, we appreciate them all. Tune in next week, 9:45, for another exciting installment of the Papa Prell Show. And believe me, we'll pick something even more controversial. So you call in then. Until then, this is Papa Prell saying God bless.